Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Mason, I'm going to be preaching from Exodus 33 and 5, all the way up to verse 19. If I can, hallelujah. I had a struggle today with the Word of God. I had a struggle with what message to preach. I'm forever putting messages in my computer and keeping them where I can get to them to preach. Right now, I got no less than 15 that I'm ready to preach. I feel like all of them would be good, but when I got home today, I thought I had one ready, that it was prepared for tonight, and that I was going to preach that one tonight. But as I sat at my desk, I just couldn't get a good feeling about it. I just did not feel like that's what God wanted me to do. You know what I mean? And I always want to be obedient to Him. And as much as I woke up here and say, I had a message prepared, but God didn't want me to do it, you would think that I don't spend enough time in preparation and praying to the Lord and asking what He wants me to do. But I just think the Lord likes it for me to walk up here with notes and then just be preaching as He gives it to me. I just think He likes it better that way. Because then I'm probably only going to say what He wants me to say. That's how I sat at my desk today after coming back from lunch. I sat there and I was going over all these messages. I was going over, I actually started going back and looking at old messages. I got 40 years worth of messages stored up. Some of them in my computer, some of them in notebooks right beside my desk. And I started going back and looking and nothing. Then one hit me, and I thought, yeah, I'll preach that, and that's always good. But God said, it is always good, but it ain't for tonight. I really wanted to preach that one, too. It's called Loose Him and Let It Go. I might get to it one day soon. Yeah, oh, it always has been so far. Hallelujah. But as I was going through these messages and searching them out, I heard a word in my spirit, man, and it said, I want to be in the middle of His glory. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever just, I'm truly asking for, because I want to know. Do you ever just sit around and think, I want to be in the middle of the glory of God? Amen. I want to be in the center of His will. I've talked about it before. There was an old Christian, contemporary Christian song that I used to sing and listen to, and I can't for the life of it remember it or find it. But it talked about swimming in the center of the will of God. And that song, I used to get so lost in that song. I want to find it again. If y'all ever find it, something like that, y'all let me know. It's from 1980 to 1983, somewhere in there. Hallelujah. In this, contemporary stuff. So if you think about it, let me know, because I'd love to hear it again. But the one thing I want more than hearing that song, you know why I used to love that song? Because on Sunday afternoons, when I'd come home, sometimes I'd stay at the house because it'd be raining, and I don't want to go sit on the front porch of the church and be wet. And so I'd sit in my room, and I'd play that song. And I'd sit by the record player. Record player. And when the song finished, I'd pick up the needle and move it back to the beginning. Over and over. Because while that song was playing, the whole time that song was playing, I could just imagine myself in the middle of a whirlpool in the ocean. And that whirlpool was not water, but it was the glory of God, and it would be in the throne room of heaven. And I could just see myself in the middle of it, just letting it spin me, just letting it move me. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Letting it move me. Let it move you today. Has anybody had, have you been to the place lately in your soul where you just let it move you? Just let it, let the will of God move you. Hallelujah. It's like jumping in a river and just letting the current take you where it will. You might as well sit down. Sitting. You ever just floated along? You know those lazy rivers at the hotels, at the beach? I'm sorry, at the coast. We don't go to the beach. I know, vile, wretched sinner, you've been to the beach, but you can go to the coast. Hallelujah. And they got those lazy rivers, you get on a little raft and you just lay down, and the river will take you all around the hotel and right back again. Just lay there and relax. Oh, ain't that relaxing? But imagine, just imagine the Spirit of God. And you get lost in that current. You just lay back in that current and say, Lord, I'm yours. Move me as you will. Move me, oh God. Move me as you will. Let, oh glory. And then be willing. Be willing enough to let Him move you wherever He wants you to go. To do whatever He wants you to do. You know, very often when I preach on the baptism of the Holy Ghost, do you know that in order for a Christian to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there's several steps that has to be taken. The first step is you have to have salvation. You have to ask the Lord into your heart to forgive you your sin. You have to be clean, because the Spirit of God will not dwell in an unclean temple. Amen? The next thing you have to do is, I'm using old Church of God terminology, you have to be sanctified. Boy, you just hear that word sanctified. It used to make me think, oh, something holy is going on. I used to hear people sit in the church and they'd stand up and testify, I want to praise God, Pastor. I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, been in the way 40 years. And some of them really have been in the way. But they would say saved, and when they would say saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, oh my goodness, you would just feel the power. You would just, I remember as a young man, before I was saved, my mama pastored, I don't know, 50 churches in her ministry, because the state overseers were forever kicking her out when she built one up and bring a man in there to take over and send her down the road to one that wasn't working. And then she'd work on it and build on it until it was a good church, providing a good salary. Then somebody want it, and they kick her out and send somebody else in there. Hallelujah. She helped Sister Elsie start this church. Start this church with a handful of folks in an old run-down house corner of this property. Hallelujah. And I would go into her churches. Would we go visit Mama? Because it's always 2 or 3 hour drive somewhere. Because she was forever moving somewhere out of the way. And whenever I'd go, the first thing I'd want to do is go into the sanctuary, because it was always right next to her house. Go into the sanctuary and play Papa's guitar. He always had a Gibson acoustic right by his Ampeg amplifier. And he would sit there and he would lead you. And I declare to you, he would get lost in the wheel. He'd get lost in the move of God. He'd get lost in it such that when he would start, my papa, he had a heart condition so bad that they gave him 6 months to live 30 years before he died.
Just 30 years?
Yeah. Every time he seen him, 6 months. Brother Bill, 6 months. And he kept saying, okay. And that lasted 30 years. And he'd get up there and he'd play that guitar and he would sing. That man would sing, his face red, his blood veins popping out of his head. He would sing the glory of God and he would get lost in the middle of the will of God. Do you want to get lost in the middle of the will of God? Do you want to get lost in the middle of his spirit? And he would sing, Jesus, use me. Lord, don't refute me. Surely there's a word that I may do. He would sing that song, and when he would sing that word, Jesus, use me, he would get blood red in the face. And he would sing and play with everything he had. And it was, oh, I just loved watching him do that. My daddy didn't get saved until he was like 65 years old. And my dad used to love to go watch him sing that song. Because when he sang it, you could see the glory of the Lord all over him. And Daddy, he didn't like a bunch of hypocrites. He didn't like a bunch of hypocrites, and there was always some wherever we went. But when he looked at Bill Carver singing that song, my daddy would just cry like a little baby. That's the only song my daddy ever sung in church after he got saved. And I played it for him, sitting right there. And he sung it from right here. And when he sung it, I've never seen my daddy do this, but he got lost. He got lost in the Spirit of God. He got lost in that whirlpool, which was the will of God circling around him. He would get lost in it. His face would turn blood red. Tears would stream down his face. I never saw my daddy cry. My daddy was one of them fellas, I ain't going to cry. I'm a man, I ain't going to cry. But he cried singing that song. Oh, I just love seeing him getting lost in it. I keep saying this over and over again, getting lost in the will of God. You understand what I'm saying? I'm getting so hungry for it. I'm getting so hungry for a move of God. Glory to your name, dear God. Glory to your name, dear Lord. Mason, I need something just worshipful right behind me. Nice and soft. Something that we can get lost in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I remember times in my life, there's been a lot of them, when I have bowed at the altar of prayer and I would tell the Lord, Lord, use me any way you want to. Move upon me any way you want to move. Move me where you want me. Do with me what you want to do, because Lord, I belong to you. Does anybody else feel that?
Amen.
Now, wait a minute now. I know you're supposed to answer yes and amen, but I want you to tell me the truth. Does anybody else feel that way? Do you truly, really want to get lost in the Spirit of God as it swirls around you like a whirlpool in the ocean? Do you truly want to get lost in His move? Because wherever... Oh, glory. The children of Israel, when they were following the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, when they were following that, do you know what they were doing? They were being moved by the Spirit of God. They were being moved because they followed that pillar. Wherever it led them, they followed it. Hallelujah. And there came a time, glory to God, there came a time, glory to your name, dear Lord, in the book of Exodus, chapter 33, there came a time when so many of the children of Israel didn't care whether they followed God or not. And Moses was getting so tired of the apathy of his people. People just didn't care. They didn't care about the miracles God had performed. They were apathetic. Glory to God. They just didn't care. And Moses went before God and said, God, I got to do something about it. We got to do something about it, Lord. We got to draw these people back in. And the Lord told Moses, He said, do you tell the people? Tell them that won't to have what you want them to have. Tell them to cast off all their ornaments of jewelry. What? Pastor, you trying to say we need to get back to the old Pentecostal way of not wearing jewelry? Not wearing makeup? That ain't what I'm saying at all. But God spoke to Moses and told the children of Israel to drop all those ornaments off their bodies. Them that wanted to be more of God than more of this world, He wanted, and God said, do that. You know why He said do that? Because He wanted to find out who wanted God more than they wanted their jewels. Who wanted God more than they wanted their riches. And do you know what a whole lot of the children of Israel did? Not all of them, but a remnant of them. They stripped off their ornaments and threw them down. And they waited outside their tents. And God told Moses, He said, now go take the tabernacle outside the camp. Moses took the tabernacle outside the camp and pitched that tabernacle tent outside the camp and told the people to stay where they were. And when he got the tabernacle tent up, Moses walked inside and the pillar of cloud came down and went inside the doors of the tabernacle. And Moses stood there at the door of the tabernacle, and the people stood up outside the doors of their tents. They stood up, them that had thrown off all the ornaments. They stood up and they went to see what was going on. They saw that cloud come down and they watched Moses go in, and they watched Moses and they watched that cloud stand there and talk to Moses. Hallelujah. And right then and there, those people that wanted more of God than they wanted more of the world, those people that wanted God more than they wanted their jewelry, their wealth, they broke into revival.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
And Moses was standing right there. He stood right there at the opening of that tabernacle. And Moses knew the move of God's Spirit. Moses knew the glory of the Lord. Moses knew that when the glory of the Lord moved, that the people were supposed to move. Moses knew that when the glory of God stayed still, that the people were supposed to stay still. Let me tell you what I'm trying to say. There have been times in this church, in these services, when somebody came in wanting the move of God, but God said, it ain't time right now. Wait. But they tried to force it anyway. Shoot, I've tried to force it. I've tried to push it. But when God don't want it to move that way, he ain't gonna. But then there's times, and there's times like that in this church when the glory of God moved and we sat on our seats. Come on, somebody. We need to learn in the church again that when the glory of God moves, we move with it. And when the glory of God stands still, we stand with it. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling the glory of the glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I will. I just got new instruction, not about today, but from now on. He tried to tell me this afternoon, but I was too afraid to hear it. He spoke it to me through Ricky, and I didn't want to hear it, but I am now. I used to, when I was a youth pastor, before I get there, I went to a camp meeting about 9-10 years ago. Tim Hill was preaching. I've said this before, but Tim Hill stood up and said, "Pastor, do you feel like you don't have the anointing? You don't move in the power? You don't bring it like you used to bring it anymore? And you're concerned about that?" And he hit me right where I was living. And he said, "You need to ask yourself a question. Where were you? Where were you when you last had that anointing move over you? Go back there." And I remembered the last place, because my entire youth ministry, I didn't write down a single note. Not a single one. And I would walk into, I would have an idea of what the Lord wanted me to say. And sometimes I got to say what the Lord, what I felt like the Lord wanted me to say. But sometimes when I walked up to the pulpit to preach to those teenagers, the Lord came out of my mouth instead of what I wanted. And my goodness, the powerful services we used to have. And when I got to be a pastor, I said, I got to start doing better. So I'm going to go back to where I was. I'm going to start walking up here without notes. I'm going to do it. I feel like that's where the Lord wants me to go. It ain't because I'm too lazy, because my desire is to study and write it down. That's what I want to do. And I'm scared to death to do it the way the Lord wants me to. But I keep telling him. I keep telling him I want to be in the middle of the Spirit of God. And I keep telling him, "Lord, I am not bringing it the way these people need. I'm not bringing them into the presence of your glory. I'm not bringing them into your throne room. Lord, help me." Does anybody want to get in the middle of that glory? Because right now I'm preaching without notes. Right now I'm preaching what the Lord gave me when I walked up here. Thinking full well I was going to be preaching what I had in front of me, but it ain't happening. Hallelujah. He just showed me something. For the last 6 or 8 weeks, I've been having a terrible time getting my notes to show up on the tablets, because whenever I punch in the address for it on the internet, it kicks it back somewhere else every time. I'm going to get a clue one day. I'm going to be obedient. That's what I'm going to do. But right now, I speak Jesus ready for me. Right now, I want to ask you, is there anybody else that wants to get in the middle of the flow of God's Spirit, that wants to get in the middle of that whirlpool of His glory as much as I do? If you do, I want you to come up here and tell him you do. Hallelujah. Your name, oh God. I never got around to say it, but when I would walk into Mamaw's churches, there was a fragrance that I never smelled anywhere else. There was a fragrance that I could only understand to be the presence of the Holy Spirit. I've never smelled that fragrance anywhere else but in the presence of a sanctified holy church. Hallelujah. Oh, to be lost in it, Lord, to be lost in it. We need to get hungry. We need to get hungry again. There's work that the Lord wants this church to do that we can't do if we're not in the middle of the flow of His Spirit. If we're not swirling around in that whirlpool of His glory, we can't do that work. And if we can't do the work of the Lord, what good are we? Hallelujah. Can y'all do this? Can y'all speak up? Okay, here we go.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
And you raised again on the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Make me a new Christian.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license A20958803, a Streaming Plus license A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road, just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.